Welcome to the FT Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Monday, the 11th of November, recording at 9:30 p.m., and that's British Summer Time. Now, this is a little bit quieter day than usual, partly because of the Veterans Day holiday in the USA. That didn't close the stock market, but it did close the bond market here today. And I'll stay with that bond market for a minute. Because the gains that we saw on Friday were really quite strong, pushing that 10-year yield back above the 2.75 level. Now, you might remember that month before, it had bottomed down at 2.47, or near 2.47. And so it's regained over half of that downward reaction from the early September high, which was up over 3%. Now, the response of the bond market was to the strong employment figures that had come out, which reflected the delayed report due to the farcical stalemate that we've had in on the political front in the United States. But unless we have some genuine exceptions to the figures that were actually released, in other words, unless some of it is queried, the strength that we saw, it will push those bond yields somewhat higher overall. My own opinion is that the employment market's going to remain distinctly choppy and not as good as people would hope. And although, you know, 204,000 jobs were created in the figures reported on Friday, a big chunk of that is just part-time jobs, often within the catering or fast food food industry. Okay, what else is going on here overall? Now, in the Asian markets, Japan was a little bit better. Japan has been drifting lower over the last couple of weeks. Was up 1.3% on the Nikkei, but did not see a recovery on that second section index, the TSE2. So still very much ranging, and the Nikkei's got to break back above the 15,000 level to signal that it's really in the very latter stages of this reaction, medium-term reaction and consolidation phase. I think that will happen over the next few months, if not over the next few weeks. Now, I see from a number of different sources that on a valuation basis that they're rating Japan, or they're saying that Japan is selling at half the price in terms of book value that we see on Wall Street. Having seen 2 to 3 people say that, I pass that information on, but it does suggest to me that Japan is one of the cheaper markets in here overall, and as is China, although China is not performing here at the moment. It was up today, I believe. The Hang Seng Index was up 1.43%, and the actual China indices, Shanghai Composite, was up a tiny bit today. We've got this plenary session still underway here, and there'll be some interesting announcements. Are they later this week or next week that I think will spark some additional activity and quite possibly bullish activity in that market? I'll be kind of surprised if it doesn't. And talking about lower valued markets, China's—we've got single figure multiples on most of the Shanghai Composite shares, and so that's really quite attractive for a fast growth economy. But we need to see some sort of evidence, some sort of clear technical evidence that demand is regaining the upper hand overall, and we haven't had that at the moment. I think that will be that will develop over the next few months, but largely because it is still a cheap market. And then the European markets are cheap, and they have been performing overall. Now, the Indian Sensex Index, which had impressed everyone by rallying back up to new numerical highs. In other words, they were not new highs on an inflation-adjusted basis. But that's fallen for the last 5 days consecutively. Not dramatic falls, but it was down about 1% in here today. And a key factor there is that the Indian rupee has weakened. That had bottomed out at 61 rupees to the U.S. dollar, and it's weakened to 63 and a quarter rupees to the U.S. dollar now. So if that continues to push higher, I would expect the Indian stock market to pull back further. And the big story over the medium to longer term is going to be the election that takes place next year. I mean, I'm convinced that they've got quite an accomplished central banker in charge of India right now. And if they get Narendra Modi in as prime minister, well, I think he has the economic smarts. Current prime minister does as well, but he's 85 and a gentle a very gentle character, whereas Marodi, I suspect, is more of a tougher customer, and I think probably India actually needs that. Most governments do. You need a economically savvy, strongman within a democracy. Okay, what else to mention here? I commented on the European stock markets being firm across the boards here today. And thing is that while people are worrying about tapering in the USA, that people know that monetary policy is going to remain accommodative in the European economy, and I've also mentioned the lower valuations that that we have there. Now, in terms of Wall Street, this is interesting because I've been saying and maintain that it is overbought and overextended on the upside. Now, nearly 2 weeks of sideways trading up here is helping a little bit to partially, it's a tiny pause and corrective phase in that process. But I suspect that Wall Street is closer to a level from which we are likely to see at least a reaction. Well, if it's more than a reaction, what would it be? What do you get, for instance, a correction? You got to move down on the order of 8, 9, 10%, which hasn't happened, I don't think, since 2012. Then if we see a bigger pullback like that, that would probably, that would almost certainly break the progression of higher reaction lows. In other words, if you have a look at the Dow, the NASDAQ, the S&P, the Russell 2000, any of those important indices, you will see a really very consistent and persistent, albeit somewhat overextended, overall upward trend, and that's being fueled by the QE. And the bulls are still marginally in charge on the evidence of what we see on the chart at this time, but it's gone up enough, one of the best gains that we've seen for a number of years. And it's gone up enough so that I would be cautious here, as I've been saying repeatedly, in terms of the short to relatively nearby medium-term outlook. In other words, through year-end to the next few months. But I'm not looking for anything more than what I would describe with a wink as a healthy correction. And I think that while the U.S. market is likely to be choppy as the inevitable reality of a QE tapering process falls in place, that on a longer-term basis, the outlook is very, very attractive given the competitive energy position that you see in the USA, given the dominance. I think about 60% of the global autonomies, Owen tells me, are in the USA, and those are bullish factors and also reflect the USA's growing technology lead, and that's going to be such a big theme over the medium to longer term. Okay, short term, though, a bear factor for the, well, short to medium term, a bear factor for the future will be those rising bond yields. So watch those. We will definitely, I think, see a corrective phase of when that interest rate, if that 10-year bond yield pushes back above the 3% level anytime soon. And elsewhere, precious metals, well, they're probably in an overall support building phase. I say probably because the evidence isn't totally convincing either way. But my hunch is, as you know, that they bottomed in the summer, and while those lows hold, I'll maintain that view. The continuous commodity index had a small upside key. I think it was on Friday. If not Friday, it was on Thursday. And near that 50 level. But it'll need some follow-through to reaffirm that support. So, in other words, the commodity markets here are still soft overall. And in terms of currencies, I mentioned the Indian rupee. The U.S. dollars had a good rebound, and the dollar index came back a little bit today. It had pushed up to just over 82, having been down at 79 last month on that important late or the beginning of this month at that important low. The euro's firmed a little bit here to 134, sterling a fraction easier, just below the 160 level. And crude oil, a little bit firmer in here today. That's $95 for the WTI. And the Brent, if I can find that, I think is also a little. Brent was stronger, 106.47. Industrial metals mixed, but gains a little bit bigger than the declines here today. That's pretty much it. So, all the very best to all of you.